Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
What's up? What's going on? What's up? I am excited about today's topic because, I think it's something you're either going to face or you've already faced, and it's a struggle. But by creating a policy, you can make this a very simple decision the next time you're presented with this challenge. And as a matter of fact, I'm kind of presented with it myself. The stuff that we get for free, like swag, you don't care about it, right? If it's free, it's not worth anything. You didn't put any blood, sweat, or tears into it. There was no sweat equity. There was no hard work and labor. So when something's free, you kind of toss it to the side. I hope you don't feel that way about Build Your Tribe, but I run the risk of having you feel that way about Build Your Tribe because it's free. This is a dilemma. So let's talk about it. Shalene, I got a question for you. How do you handle the temptation for your services when you see somebody who really needs it? How do you handle the temptation to just give it to them for free? Thank you. I look forward to hearing your reply. And for more about my services, just go to drmichaela.com/webinar.
I recognize that voice. That is Dr. Michaela Sarno. You've heard me talk about her. You've actually heard me interview her many times on The Shalene Show. Dr. Michaela, I can't imagine how difficult this is for you because, I mean, just about anyone who chooses the type of career path you've chosen is, I mean, you're dedicated, your whole life is devoted to helping people. And sometimes the people who really need help don't have the means by which, or they just don't know, right? They don't know how to get help for themselves. They can't afford to. And that weighs heavy on our hearts. I mean, I know it weighs heavy on my heart. I know it weighs heavy on the heart of anyone who's in service because you love people and you love helping. And it's tough sometimes. It's really tough. So for example, this is something I'm giving away. I'm giving this away for free. I'm literally at the moment, jury's still out, but at the moment I'm doing 5 episodes a week. That's a lot. Yes, I'm only answering 1 or 2 questions, but it's still a massive amount of content and I'm delivering it for free. And so this question really made me question my own policy because Brett and I have a very specific policy when it comes to giving people stuff for free. And so when you ask this question, I'm like, wait a second, that's kind of what's going on with the podcast. So I've just decided to put my policy in place today and tell you this. The podcast is extremely valuable, whether it's The Shalene Show or Build Your Tribe. I know it's valuable. It's my time. It's my expertise. It's me giving you everything I know. It's telling you my best secrets. It's 20 years of being an entrepreneur and boiling it down and trying to share with you my shortcuts. Like, that's invaluable. Brett and I have a small group of people who we personally mentor. They pay $20,000 each. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with you for free. So do you value it? And what are you putting into it? In other words, there have been times when I have donated my time or given of myself, but not without something from you, something from the person that I'm helping, so that I know we're both in this. Like, you are at least shuffling your feet forward. I'm never going to carry you because that doesn't do me any good and it doesn't do you any good. So I always say, as long as you're shuffling your feet forward, I will continually help you. I will hold your hand. I will even drag you along as long as you're still moving, as long as you're still standing. So here's what I ask of you today. If Build Your Tribe is something of value to you, if there's been anything in these episodes that has helped you in your business or helped you as you've developed the ideas for your business, here's what I need from you. I need to know you're in this with me. Show me that you're as serious about this as I am and go back to iTunes. Now, you can't do this from your podcast app. I know that's why it's confusing. You actually have to go back to the iTunes store or actually back to the app if you're on an Android where you download and review podcasts. Give the show a review. Just a couple of sentences is totally cool. Let others know how they can expect or what they can expect from the show and perhaps even how it's helped you. And then give the show a rating on a scale of 1 to 5, which I hope you rate a 5. But that's, for me, like, I have to ask for that. And in the past, there's been some episodes where I'm like, I feel kind of weird asking for people to review the show. But I'm over it, dude. I'm so over it. This is free. What? It's free. I just don't think it's much to ask of you to show me that you are in this with me by leaving a review. Okay, so now let me tell you my personal policy on this because my husband and I, in just about every business that we've been in, there have been these positions where it's like, oh, it's a family member or it's a friend or it's someone we know who's fallen on hard times. And we either want to help them or we want to comp them or we want to take care of them or we just want to give them things. Sometimes it's things they really need. Say, for example, it's an exercise program and someone's told me that they have a family member who really needs to get in shape and they just really wanted to, you know, try my programs, but they couldn't afford to. And in the past, let me just tell you, we would buy tons and tons of all of my exercise programs. You can ask my assistant, Kristen. We would line the shelves of my office with them. And anytime anyone asked for a program, we would just give it to them. Until we figured out, you know, many years later that when you give someone an exercise program, yo, guess what? They don't do it. There's no investment. And then it just kept getting bigger. So then once we were really helping people develop their businesses, right? And we were putting on these seminars that were $1,000 or $2,000. And we would have a friend come to us and like, I'm really trying to get my business off the ground, or I'm really trying to figure out this marketing piece. And Shalene, we just don't have enough business and it's so complicated. And can you explain to me how to do all these things? And I would say, yeah, you should come to Marketing Impact Academy. And they would say, yeah, I know. I wish we could. We just, this happened and that happened and we just can't afford to right now. And it would, you know, would tug at my heartstrings because I'm like, there's no sweat off my back. I should just give this to them, right? Like, it doesn't really cost me anything to have one extra body in a seat. So in that first couple of years, Brett and I continued to do that, even though we knew better, even though we saw what happened when we gave people exercise programs or diet books or clothing, or when we gave people jobs, or when we gave people, you name it. When you give people something for free, I mean, not always, but pretty much 9 times out of 10, people don't do anything with it. And those are the people who are always expecting you to do something for them. And it's just like, you know, you get frustrated. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm giving this person so much. And sometimes it's not a product or a service. There are people who probably call you or ask of you on a regular basis. And you pour your heart into them. And you try to counsel and mentor them. And it's frustrating. It's almost defensive because they don't practice any of the things that you help them with. And it gets really frustrating. And then you're like, why am I devoting all this time and energy to this person who it's like in one ear and out the other? I've done that myself. So now we have a personal policy. Number one, if somebody truly, truly needs money from us, there's a couple of things that we use as our own personal measure, which I'm not going to disclose on this podcast. But we have a very specific measure by which we decide who we're going to help out financially. And I'd like to share this with you. There are those people who just routinely, over and over and over again, find themselves in a bad situation. And when you can figure out very clearly that their bad situation is a result of continually making bad decisions, well, there's no amount of money that can fix that, period. And yeah, I feel bad. And yeah, it's frustrating. And yes, I love you. And yes, I wish you weren't in this position, but you're not helping matters by bailing them out financially. So we have a very specific policy in place, Brett and I both do, and it's in writing so that when we are presented with that and it's tugging at our heart and we think to ourselves like, oh my gosh, we need to think about whether we should help this person out financially right now, we have a measure by which to know if it's the right thing for us to do or not. When it comes to giving people things like, you know, a free membership to Marketing Impact Academy or our advice or counseling them in our business, what we have found is if it's someone who we truly care about and we want them to make these changes, we want them to improve their business, they have to make an investment in it. It's no different than the way you are, hopefully, with your children. If you give them everything, what do they learn about the value of hard work, the value of effort? What do they learn about, you know, the challenge and the reward of going through the challenge and then the journey and getting to that place where you want to be? I mean, when you receive something for free, and I'm not just talking about free in terms of money, because oftentimes if someone is willing to just show me their investment of time, their investment in terms of their seriousness, that's good with me. I'm talking about someone who just wants something for free, wants to show up, and then they really don't do their part. Well, when you get something for free with little to no investment on your part, then that thing has little or no value to you. Often the people who want your expertise, your service, your free stuff are the people who do need it. They really need it. And they're also the ones who don't take it very seriously. They're the ones who want a quick fix. They're the ones who kind of are always expecting a handout. First, I know you value what it is you offer, whatever it is, even if it's just your advice. And perhaps maybe you even need to put a higher value on it. Secondly, you need to have a giving policy so that each time this situation comes up, you're not consumed with those same decisions. My husband and I have been fortunate enough that, and it's not come by luck, it's come through hard work and sacrifice and planning and careful execution. And listen, without sharing our tax returns, let me just say that we've been abundantly blessed. And each month we donate about $10,000 in scholarships to our academies. And it's been fantastic. But I can tell you that 9 times out of 10, when we give it to someone, that's the person who goes, oh, about a tenth of the way through the academy. When someone reaches out to me and says, Shalene, oh, here's my sob story. In the past, when we've said yes and given them something, that's the person who shows up to one day of a 4-day seminar. That's the person who goes a tenth of the way through and then wants to ask us all the questions of the things that they would have already learned if they had just taken the opportunity seriously, if they'd devoted themselves, if they'd put in just not even a financial investment, but an investment of their own time. It drives me bonkers. So we don't do it. But you may have heard me announce recently that we have been giving away each month. One person receives an opportunity to win a scholarship to the Marketing Impact Academy. Now, if you want the opportunity to join the Marketing Impact Academy as a scholarship recipient, I need you to know this. This is how you do it. Number one is you write a review on iTunes for Build Your Tribe. An honest review, and you want to use the hashtag #IWantMyMIA. That way we can identify you as someone who's not already in Marketing Impact and you're somebody who wants to be considered. But please know this, it drives me crazy when I give people something and they don't use it and there's someone else out there who is dying for that opportunity, who would give you the investment of their time, who would take it very seriously. And this is a warning. So please don't put your name in there with hashtag #IWantMIA and ask to be considered for a scholarship if you're not sure if you're going to use it, because that's just not fair. It's not fair to me and it's not fair to the people who will take this very seriously. Now, don't let others rob you of the value of what you have to offer. Every time you invest in someone, even if it's just your time, that is the ultimate use of your energy. So take those opportunities seriously. And the next time someone offers you something for free, even if it's just out of the kindness of their heart and they haven't asked you to do anything in return, just remember what it feels like when someone doesn't use that. Just remember that when you actually step up and pay for it, when you say, no, I appreciate that very much, but I want to pay for it. At a minimum, I want to pay a discounted rate, something. I promise that you'll get more out of it than if you had accepted that free gift. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, and I find them all the time. One of them is Jacqueline Prince. She now works for us full time. But this is a young lady who I met while mentoring a group of high school entrepreneurs. And I looked in her eyes and I said to her, if you meet me halfway, if you do these things, if you, when I give you homework assignments, you do them and you show me that you are serious, then young lady, I'm going to personally mentor you. I'm going to give you access to the Marketing Impact Academy. I expect you to come and I want you to bring your parents. And guess what she did? She came and she brought her parents and every single thing that I asked her to do, she did. And now she works for us full time. Go, Jacqueline. And here's another amazing exception. You might recall me taking a question last month from Justin Sua. Well, Justin was last month's recipient of the Marketing Impact Academy scholarship. And I want you to hear what it sounds like when someone actually values your investment.
Hey, Shalene, this is Justin Sua. Wanted to say I have some very, very exciting news. Thanks to your help with the Marketing Impact Academy, I launched my first freemium today, Parent Pep Talk, Peak Performance Parenting. It's a video on 10 tips on how to help your child play at their best. It was the first one. It was a video, first video I've ever done, and it is exciting. We're on Megaphone. We did a Facebook banner, trying to clean up the Instagram. It's just been such a blast to watch the videos and to go through this entire process, to connect with AWeber and to have my emails all set and ready to go. So we launched it this morning, and to see subscribers, people open this video and are already watching, and it's been amazing to see. So excited to provide this value and to help out parents and help out families. And just want to thank you so much. And so if you want to take a look at it, it's at parents.justinsua.com. so excited about this. Thanks for everything.
Now, that's what I call a return on the investment that I made in Justin. Justin, I'm really proud of the progress you've made, and I am just delighted to have you as a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Lifers, I want to thank you for listening today. I want to thank you for subscribing to Build Your Tribe. And I hope that you'll take me up on my suggestion that you yourself put some value into this program. And do your part to show me that you're in this too. Let me know what you think about the show. Help the show continue to be free by going back to wherever you found the podcast, whether that's iTunes or on Stitcher if you're using an Android, or wherever it is that you found the podcast. Please go back and give the show a rating and your review. Of course, if you'd also like to be considered for our monthly drawing, we give away a free scholarship each month to the Marketing Impact Academy. All you have to do is put hashtag IWantMIA in your review, and that way we'll be able to quickly identify you. Well, I got to go because I promised you, I made a promise that I would try to be brief, I would be bright, I would try to be fun, and then I would be done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.